Have you ever wondered what are the significant events that have taken place in Berlin, which developed and strengthened our country? If so, then you will want to keep listening to today's episode, where we will be discussing an event that took place during 1961, which was the Berlin Crisis. This crisis was primarily a conflict evolving from the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the United States, which concerned the status of Berlin being decided. It ultimately led to the construction of the Berlin Wall within that year.
This podcast will be split up into four different sections. We will start with addressing the beginning of the Berlin Crisis, then we will go more into depth with the crisis foreign affairs. Then we will give a first-person experience of the Berlin Crisis and end this episode with the ending of the Berlin Crisis. By the end of this episode, we will answer the question of what way did foreign affairs affect Berlin's economy and alliances with other countries. Now on to a brief overview of the topic of this episode. Morning of August 13, 1961, citizens of Berlin woke up to a wall separating East and West Germany. This event resulted in the Berlin Crisis, which was a Cold War conflict between the Soviet Union and the United States concerning the status of the divided Germany city of Berlin. Relations between Berlin and other countries became tense, such as the United States and the Soviet Union. These tensions grew higher when the USSR shot down a United States spy plane. In response to tensions between Berlin, the Soviet Union cut off land access between West Berlin and West Germany. More countries began to separate away from Germany. The Western powers of the United States, Great Britain, France, separated and pulled their forces out of West Berlin. The divided city of Berlin emphasizes the difference to areas influenced by communist values instead of areas that were based around a strong capitalist system. The United States was not in favor of the Berlin Wall that divided families and limited the freedom of movement in the country. The United States placed tanks positioned towards German troops on the east side of Germany. In response, the Soviet Union placed their tanks facing the east side of Germany to prevent the United States from forcing their way in and taking down the wall. In the end, President John F. Kennedy and Khrushchev agreed to remove their tanks to avoid escalation. At the end of the Second World War and the beginning of the Cold War, the country of Germany was divided into different zones. These zones were named occupational zones, which in return divided into four different countries. These countries were the United States, France, Great Britain, and the Soviet Union. The four countries became allies with each other, and since they were part of the occupational zones, they were individually in control of each of their zones. Berlin, being a city located in Germany, belongs to one of these countries. Berlin was in the Soviet zone, but the Soviet agreed to split up Berlin to share with other allies. By the president at that time, John F. Kennedy had a meeting with the chancellor, foreign minister, and ambassador of Berlin to discuss the split of Berlin. This meeting was documented under the Memorandum of Conversation. This meeting took place on April 13, 1961. One of the main takeaways from this document was the United States requesting a clear understanding of the other allies and their part in Berlin. President Kennedy pointed out the downfalls of the agreement between the allies, indicating a gap between the plans that have been planned out and what other allies are willing to do in the case of need. The United States also requested to strengthen the military if a blockage of the Berlin might undertake by the Soviets or the East Zone. This document emphasized with how unorganized this dynamic started to become. This eventually led to this ally dynamic only lasting for a few years and ending when the Soviet Union intervened to change the rules to fulfill their wants. Towards the end of 1950s, the Soviet Union wanted to change their initial agreement to allow allies to access part of the Berlin. The Soviets now requested that all allies remove themselves out of Berlin. Reasonably, the other allies were not okay with this change presented by the Soviet Union. This resulted in a lot of tensions between the country, which lasted for a few years. Most importantly, this led to the Berlin Crisis. The Berlin crisis initially started when the USSR launched an ultimatum requesting the withdrawal of armed forces out of Berlin. The USSR, known as the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, was a federal socialist state located in northern Eurasia in 1992 to 1991. As this was only the start, tensions rung among other allies, only getting further into this crisis.
Not only did the conflict affect the residents in Berlin and the people from the Soviet Union in the United States, the other countries that partnered with them were involved. To begin, the feud between the two countries of the United States and the Soviet Union had already begun. This began to prove who was superior. During the start of the Berlin crisis, the countries were in the middle of a space race to see who could get to the moon first. And the space race also took place during the Cold War. With the two countries feuding, this caused many other countries to get involved, even though they didn't really need to. The other countries that were involved in this conflict included the United Kingdom and France. In the middle of the crisis, on August 13th, the United States, United Kingdom, and France went to discuss the diplomatic propaganda list and military aspects of the Berlin problem. These three countries began to work with smaller countries, including South Africa, New Zealand, and Australia. Combining these countries allowed a bigger superpower to help the Berliners. Prior to the Berlin crisis going out of proportion, the United States President John F. Kennedy and the Soviet Union leader Nikita Khrushchev met at the Vienna Conference in June of 1961. This meeting was primarily to discuss the status of Berlin, and during this meeting, the two leaders also talked about other topics, including the conflict in Laos and disconcertment of the countries. With the two leaders feuding so much, the meeting had very little accomplished. The one thing that they did agree on was further discussion on Laos should be continued on a foreign minister level. With the US and its allies threatening to push into Berlin, the Soviet Union took this as a threat of attack against their people. The leader of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, said in his speeches on August 7th and the 11th, he conjured up the specter of nuclear war if the push continued. He either went on to state he offered no new proposals for negotiations and merely continued to insist that if the Western powers persisted in a refusal to sign the German peace treaty, this problem would have settled without them. In the late summer and into the fall of 1961, the two governments have yet to come to a consensus on what should happen with Berlin. With the two countries still fuming and little to no help onto the conflicts, what are the major ones that occurred was October 27th, 1961. This is known as the standoff at Checkpoint Charlie. The Soviet and East German governments is continually general harassment of the United States forces traveling from Checkpoint Alpha and Bravo, which allowed access through East Germany. They created a series of threats that were made by the Soviet leaders against the United States forces. While this harassment had occurred between the two checkpoints on October 22nd, 1961, just 2 months after the construction of the wall, the U.S. chief was admitted into West Berlin and his car was stopped, which was, at the time, had occupational force license plates. While crossing at Checkpoint Charlie to go into a theater in East Berlin, the vehicle was stopped, and while stopping the vehicle, East Berlin Border Patrol violated agreements made at the 1945 Potsdam Conference.
Now I will go on to discuss my story of this crisis and my personal perspective as a Berlin crisis survivor. As a citizen of Berlin, I believe this Cold War conflict between the Soviet and the United States had led to negative outcomes for our country. For example, the Berlin Wall. As many East German refugees were crossing into West Berlin each day, all due to Khrushchev making a threat that if a Berlin agreement was not achieved by December, the Soviet Union would sign a separate treaty with East Germany. As citizens of Germany, we all became worried of this threat, and by July 1961, an estimate from American officials of over 1,000 East German refugees coming into West Berlin each day. This led to economic and demographic disaster for the East, in which on August 12th to the 13th, the barrier between East Berlin, which is a Soviet-occupied sector, leading West Berlin to be established. Now, as a citizen of this country, you could imagine the fear that came from everyone. We already knew that Khrushchev did everything quietly and never spoke up for what he was doing for our country. Unfortunately, the United States did not back our country up because of the Soviet Union having power over its own country's district. It felt in a way unfair as Khrushchev just did everything his own way, didn't ask how the people would feel or think from a moral perspective. For example, when his deadline passed, there was no longer any conflict between the future of the city, Berlin, and there was no treaty that was involved after. How is anyone supposed to genuinely respond to this problem that is occurring in their country? Because for my friends, family, and I, we became very concerned of what our future was to look like. Economically, families were struggling, so this conflict led to even more concerning thoughts if we would even have food on the table for our families. There was not much news when this event was occurring, which made it even more stressful. It was as though Khrushchev didn't care about any of the citizens whatsoever and only cared if he was doing what he wanted, kind of like a dictatorship. He was viewed as our leader, but he acted more as a dictator, putting families and our personal lives in fear. However, one major outcome of this crisis was a new perspective and general idea between the United States and the Soviet Union. Although the Soviet Union would continue to have dominance over its Eastern European allies and East Berlin, in addition to the United States and its allies would claim the areas of Western Europe, West Germany, and West Berlin within their sphere of influence. From my personal perspective, I still feel as though there are tensions between both countries, especially within the Berlin Wall. It feels as though we have just put up a barrier between our country and the United States, resulting in both countries living their own lives, ignoring the tension that is still occurring. Overall, this crisis created much controversy and political disruption. However, in the end, the United States and Germany gained alliances and power between other countries.
After the World War, Germany was in disarray and went through a period where the Western powers had major control and impact on the decisions of Germany, leading to the decision of the Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev, demanding the Western powers to pull all their forces out of West Berlin within 6 months on November the 10th, 1958, sparking a three-year crisis trying to figure out the future of Berlin, later being called the Berlin Crisis from 1958 to 1961. To add on, ongoing conflict between the USA and USSR was the ultimate resolution of the Berlin Crisis. The people in East Berlin were not satisfied with the treatment under the USSR communism. Those who lived there were not able to express themselves after the most recent war. As a result, many citizens began to flee to West Berlin in retaliation to the United States, Europe, and other Western powers. The Western countries believed they could help Germany rebuild and become as prosperous as themselves. However, the USSR came up with ideas to compromise with the West and give ideas threats to impose fear on the two countries were unable to come to agreement with what they wanted Germany's fate to be. It caused Germany to continue to decline in different aspects of the country, whether it may be trade, wealth, or machinery. As stated in the milestone 1953 through 1960 excerpt, it says looking for a way to stop the flow of people from east to west and a means to check the growing military power of West Germany, and eventually led to Khrushchev and Eisenhower made some progress toward mutual understanding during the talks at Camp David in the United States in 1959. Relations became tense after the Soviets shot down an American U-2 spy plane, Soviet territory, in 1960. In the wake of this incident, there appeared to be little hope of accommodation. Furthermore, Khrushchev waited for the election of the new president, John F. Kennedy, hoping to have a different result with the construction/planning of Berlin's future. However, that would not be the case, as the election of the new president of the U.S. did not change the ideas of the future of Berlin, causing Khrushchev to once again demand the U.S. to extract all troops from Berlin. John F. Kennedy, instead of following the demand of the Soviet premier and following the lead of the previous president, instead strengthened the U.S. military in preparation for a long-fought battle as the U.S. expressed their standing on the future of Berlin. In retaliation to the U.S. stance, the USSR also made their stance on the future of Berlin known. In the article, it states, Khrushchev prepared to take his own form of action. On the morning of August 13, 1961, Berliners awoke to discover that on the borders of East Germany, German leader Walter Ulbricht, a barbed wire fence had gone up overnight, separating West and East Berlin and preventing movement between the two sides. The barbed wire fence was soon expanded to include cement walls and guard towers. The Berlin Wall would prevent the West from having further influence on the East, stop the flow of immigrants out of communist sector, and ultimately become the most iconic image of the Cold War in Europe. In conclusion, the disagreement of the U.S. and the USSR ended in a stalemate, causing the creation of the Berlin Wall to stop the ideologies of the two parties in their respective territories in the Berlin Crisis, with the wall splitting Germany right in half, coming to a stalemate that never came to fruition.
Now that we've all mentioned our key discussions, let's open the panel up for personal discussion. I'll start off. I feel as though our country's leaders could have handled this conflict differently by better communication between the countries and have more organization. Now let's go on to Brooke. How do you feel about this?
I feel that the Soviet Union could have avoided the situation if they didn't change their agreement, allowing the Allies to access Berlin. Now on to Blake.
I feel as if the crisis could be fixed by just easily talking it out. And especially with the United States and the Soviet Union already having so many other conflicts going on at the time, if they would have had like another conference just to talk about not just Berlin, but like especially with like the space race going on, with them just competing to see who's superior, if they would have put their differences aside, this conflict wouldn't have been so bad, especially it wouldn't have been so harsh on the life of the Berliners.
I personally feel because of how important Germany was that both sides understood this was a great opportunity for their countries to grow. So even though the other country could have made a compromise that was suited to end the battle, they didn't want to do that because they understood that Germany and Berlin has a lot of worldwide power. So in order for them to stay strong and to get the most assets out of Germany, they had to make some rash decisions, causing them to build the wall and have a long fought out battle so they can make sure that their country is in a great standing and have the most that they need in order to prosper. And that just shows because John F. Kennedy, before his passing, he always made sure to do things in a way that put people in a checkmate situation, understanding that you cannot be too rash or be too fast in conquering and taking over structures as important as the Berlin Wall and as important as Germany.
Thank you all for tuning in, and make sure to check out next week's episode.